This is Senator Al Simpson. Another new report shows that young people could care less about the news than any generation in the last 50 years. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, TV, radio, newspapers have never been more aggressive and more responsive with getting the news and information out to the public. But a new study by the respected L.A. Times Mirror discloses that Americans, especially our young people, are simply tuning out the daily events that really do shape our world. Only 30% of America's young adults even read a newspaper on a daily basis. And don't think the troops are paying more attention to the TV news, because the study also shows Americans are even less interested in getting information from the electronic media than they were in the 60s. Ted, all studies should be taken with a grain of salt. But I think any report that tells us that young people know less, care less, and read newspapers less than any generation in the past 5 decades should receive close attention. That is real cause for alarm. What say you?
Al, you sound like a narrow-minded old-timer yearning for the good old days and debunking the younger generation. Those numbers are a concern, but it's unfair to indict a whole generation with a single study. If there's a decline in involvement and commitment of young persons, it's probably bottomed out. That survey came at the end of the me decade of the 1980s. The 90s are starting out better. Young persons are idealistic. They take offense at being labeled as preoccupied with selfishness and greed. When President Kennedy urged young Americans of all ages to ask what they could do for their country, they responded by the millions. That was the spirit of the new frontier, Al. It was also the spirit of the old frontier, and it'll be the spirit of the next frontier. The study you cite missed the point. Young people are willing to become involved. All we have to do is ask. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.